49 degrees. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Assistant News Director Jim Campbell joins me. He's written the definitive book about Bernie Madoff, Madoff Talks. It's out in a couple of weeks, and Jim will talk about the death of Bernie Madoff yesterday at age 82. WGCH News Center time is 8:21, and the third Thursday of each month means it's our Greenwich Real Estate segment with the Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2021 President John McAtee. Stacy, John, good morning. Welcome. How you all doing today?
Good morning,
Tony. Doing well, Tony. Good morning.
All right. Well, we didn't have 100 closings, but still much better in March of 2021 than in 2020, correct?
Yes, March was definitely a very active month, continuing the trend from the past, you know, what feels like a year at this point. So I'll go ahead and jump into the numbers. We had 71 single-family closings in March of this year. That's compared to 35 in March of 2020. And if you remember, March of 2020 was also a lot of uncertainty going on. So the fact that even at that time, that was more than the previous year in 2019, where they saw 27 single-family closings. So really, that's kind of when we saw momentum pick up, and it just really hasn't slowed down much since then. So 71 single-family closings for March, and that is at a median sale price of just over $2.2 million. That is up from around $1.3 million in March of 2020. Days on market for single-family homes has decreased to 173 days. That's down from 227 in March 2020. So definitely a fast-moving market at this point. Listings that are coming on are closing very quickly. The condo market is also showing pretty strong, steady movement. There are 24 closings in March of 2021, which is compared to 15 closings in March 2020. The median sale price for condos and co-ops was $742,000, up from around $550,000 in March 2020. Likewise, days on market has stayed pretty steady. It's 127 for March 2021, as opposed to 128 days for March 2020. So everything is moving along pretty steadily in the market at this point. I know that if you're actually out there buying, selling, if you're an agent, you've got probably a little bit different take on it. It's definitely a frenzy. In which John will be able to speak to, but pending sales are definitely very strong and indicate that the trend will continue. We have 125 single-family homes currently pending, waiting to close, and 24 condos and co-ops currently under contract.
All right, and we get to this. I don't know if the word is conflict. I don't think it's conflagration, but if it's like the kind of the melding of maybe things will slow compared to what they've been, but we're getting into the hot part of the season, right, John?
We are. I mean, we're starting to find getting into more of a typical cyclical nature, and we certainly have had an incredible first quarter. Our first quarter typically is our weakest quarter. With Stacy mentioning there were 71 transactions, that brings the quarter to 200 units, single-family units that sold in the first quarter. In fact, that's a record first quarter, but it's actually the third highest quarter behind quarter three and four of 2020. So that momentum has just continued. The spring market is here. One of the nice indications that we've seen is inventory, at least in the terms of new listings. So in April, we saw new listings of 153, March rather, and that was up about 50% from what we saw last year. And for the quarter, we're up with new inventory about 3.5%. That said, the inventory is still down about 40%. So as Stacey was mentioning, there's a frenzy out there. We have averaged about 20 pending contracts, meaning contingent free contracts, a week since the beginning of the year. And we're not sure how sustainable that is, but there is no indication that perhaps some of the thoughts of herd immunity and people who want to get vaccinations can, and those that may continue to stay in New York or have been renting or going to return, there's no indication of that slowdown. And I think there's been a recent boost to the Greenwich market just in the last couple of weeks. A second wave of reason to consider moving out of New York City is the proposed tax policies. So Cuomo has proposed that for high-income earners in New York State, and certainly if you are doing that in New York City, you could be faced with possibly the highest income tax in the nation. And that has led to a lot of discussions recently in the last couple of weeks, and we are seeing on the ground multiple bidding situations that are increasing in price. So in the beginning of the year, it was not uncommon to have multiple bidding in the $3 to $4 million price range, and we're certainly starting to see that move up, and there's been a lot of activity in a higher range in the $5 to $6 million price range, and even a few transactions that are above that.
Mm-hmm. What's the word on the street, John? People that are coming to Connecticut that are moving here, are they here to stay, or are they going to be moving back, or if they move back, they're going to keep a home here? What's kind of the word you're getting?
Well, I think people come here, you know, there's different waves. Initially, people were coming here because it was fleeing the pandemic and their current environment. People now have been, a lot of people have been in our community for a year, and they have discovered Greenwich, and even for current residents have rediscovered Greenwich. And a lot of those people, after being here, have transitioned from a short-term solution to a long-term solution. So it really bodes well for Greenwich. It speaks to our governance, it speaks to all the amenities and the culture, and just the quality of life. And I think in terms of people leaving New York City as a whole, where we have been competing with other communities in northern New Jersey and Long Island and Westchester, Greenwich has really stood out, and people I think are coming here to stay.
And, Stacey, we'll look forward to what things are like in April, right? Like we said, we're getting into the hot part of the market, and who knows? It's a very volatile time, to say the least, right?
Definitely. Yeah, it's, naturally, the spring market is when we typically see a lot of movement anyways, and coupled with all of the other factors in our market and, you know, just kind of what's going on in the world even, it doesn't show any signs of slowing down at this point.
All right, fantastic. That's Stacey Lowe, who's Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, 2021 President John McAtee, joining me for the Greenwich Real Estate Report, third Thursday of each month. Thanks, Stacey and John. Be well. We'll talk again next month. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Be well.
WGCH Newsletter Time is 8.